This podcast is intended for investment professionals only.
One of the appeals of thematic investment is that you can see the impact of the underlying ideas in your everyday life. Hailing a taxi by smartphone, plugging your car into the mains, checking your sleep patterns on your watch. These are all routine activities today that were, until quite recently, almost unimaginable. I'm Harry Brooks, content manager for ETF's LGIM, and today I'm talking to Aud Martin and Tobias Merfield from the ETF investment team about the biggest developments in thematic investment this year and what we might expect next year and beyond. But first, let's look back on 2022. It's been a volatile year for markets, but what about the thematic space? Tobias, how would you characterise the performance of thematic strategies in general, and were there any particular areas that stood out for you?
There clearly was a dispersion in terms of performance among thematic investment strategies in 2022. From our perspective, investors have become much more concerned about rising interest rates and the impact on profit margins within specific thematic baskets. However, not only do most themes continue to grow revenue faster than inflation, but also during economic downturns can growth eventually become defensive. Just to give you an example, what that actually means, like in a theme like cybersecurity, companies really tend to have a large share of recurring revenues, which we consider very positive and very healthy as well. Looking at renewable energy in particular, that has surely been a very, very important theme this year. Also, we do see continued strong growth rates across different segments of the renewable energy industry, such as the production of clean energy, battery technology, and hydrogen. We do believe that these themes are at the different stages of their evolution. This has also been reflected in this year's stock performance, which was really accompanied by rising interest rates. For instance, like companies engaged in the value chain of the production of clean energy performed much more robustly than, for example, pure hydrogen stocks. That really shows that different themes are more or less sensitive to changes in interest rates. I think one of the key political events in 2022 was the US Senate passing the Inflation Reduction Act. That legislation stands to invest nearly $400 billion in clean energy deployment and climate change mitigation. So the law really incentivizes domestic manufacturing of technologies like solar modules and electric vehicles. So that's really one of the key remarkable events in 2022.
Thanks, Tobias. Turning to you, cybersecurity has obviously been another prominent theme this year with some really high profile cyber attacks on both private companies and public institutions. What have we learned from the types of organizations that found themselves under attack? And have the attacks themselves changed this year?
Yes, Harry. We've definitely seen this year still some increasing awareness around cybersecurity. And also, you know, the fact that companies do acknowledge that there will very likely be attacked at some point and that they do need to ramp up on protection and also stronger protection. I think one of the key aspects of cyber attacks has been the increased sophistication of such attacks. And Sophos published a research just earlier this year, and they've said that 54% of cyber attacks are too sophisticated and that companies, IT groups simply couldn't handle such a sophistication when it comes to cyber attack. So it means that there's still a lot to do across companies to ramp up on cybersecurity. So attacks have continued to increase in numbers and also in sophistication. I think it's really interesting to just take some examples of what has happened this year, just to illustrate the types of attacks that we've seen. So if you take the example of Medibank data, that was a ransomware that took place in November this year, so just a month ago. There's a ransomware attacker that basically threatened to publish in 24 hours over 9.7 million of customers' data. So this is a type of attack that we're continuing to see a lot across all cyber attacks, or really ransomware. Microsoft as well in October got hacked, and there's over 2.4 terabytes of data that were exposed. And this was from a misconfiguration of an endpoint from Microsoft's end. So it's really that aspect of having an error, a misconfiguration that leads ultimately to an attack and to vulnerabilities. And just to put things into perspective here, this data that was pertained, it's about over 65,000 companies, over 550,000 users. So that's a lot of information that can be stolen. And just on the very latest attack that just happened in France last week, it's the hospital of Versailles. So they got hacked in the ER department. And so a lot of patients had to be sent away to other hospitals around Paris.
Okay, moving aside from cybersecurity, what other tech-focused themes have found themselves in the spotlight this year?
I think one to keep in mind is really robotics and automation as a theme. So with the disruptions that we've been observing along the supply chain, but also the inflationary environment and really the risk of companies having to lay off some employees, there's really an increased interest in automation. When we think about it, there's over 80% of warehouses globally that use no automation at all. So there's still a long way to go there. And there's, you know, just to take an example, of a Japanese company that is a world-leading manufacturer of factory robots. When they entered 2022, they had an order backlog of around 300 billion. So it's basically 1 year's worth of sales just before the year that they had in their order book. And that really shows, you know, the interest every company has to automate further, you know, their applications, their warehouses, and their businesses, just to have this increase in efficiency.
Thanks both of you for that overview. It's been a really busy year for markets. Moving on to 2023 now, what's the thematic outlook for the year ahead? Starting with you, Tobias, what insights have you got for us in the energy area?
We definitely expect the growth to continue. In particular, if you're looking at the long term, there was a recent analysis published by Benchmark Mineral Intelligence, and they, for example, estimate that the battery industry alone needs to invest up to 200 billion in US dollar in gigafactories, really to meet the growing demand for electric vehicles and also for battery energy storage by the end of the decades. And that is also and that demand for lithium ion batteries, which are basically mainly used in battery applications, is also expected to increase sixfold by the end of the decade compared with 2021. So those are really remarkable and huge numbers that we speak about. According to Bloomberg New Energy Finance, another example, renewable energy dominates or will dominate the power sector by 2050, with wind and solar estimating to derive or to basically supply nearly two-thirds of the world's electricity demand. And that is really based on the result of their cost competitiveness. And even nowadays, wind and solar are actually like cheaper to produce versus, for example, something like coal. So that's also a very positive development that we see in that space. What is clearly also interesting to see in particular in the battery space and also in the hydrogen space is that more and more companies are actually spinning off their clean energy related businesses or private companies actually going public. In particular, when companies spin off their business, we would consider this to be a healthy sign for the industry, as it usually means such spin-off companies run a really healthy business, usually accompanied with a strong balance sheet. So that's a really positive sign for the overall industry, in particular relevant for the battery and the hydrogen space.
Ord, having talked about the cybersecurity industry this year, what developments do you see in 2023? Are there any technologies that we should be keeping an eye out for in particular?
Absolutely. So when we look at cybersecurity, of course, it's a very large industry itself with many different segments. I think the first thing to acknowledge is the fact that cybersecurity spending, you know, will continue to grow quite rapidly, and it's forecasted to surpass $160 billion by 2026. And looking at the segments themselves, I think one key segment to look out for is cloud. So a lot of companies had to shift very quickly to the cloud during the pandemic. But there's also a lot of, you know, smaller or mid-sized businesses that are looking to move to the cloud to benefit from, you know, all of the great aspects that cloud and cloud edge can offer from a storage standpoint and also a rapidity standpoint. But they do need to have the protection in order to do that. And so looking at cloud protection specifically, cloud protection is forecasted to grow at 27% year on year. So this really demonstrates that for a business to grow actively in an industry, there needs to be the protection behind it. Looking at another segment as well that is quite interesting is hardware security. We use a lot of new devices that are connected. And so there's a real, you know, risk of being attacked when it comes to using new connected devices. You know, very simple things that we can think of, such as smart water meters. Most of us will have, you know, smart water meters into our homes. And then these are basically linked to a software application that we can usually have on our phones or on our laptops. Anything around as well, Ethernet switches and microprocessors, all of those devices need to have hardware embedded security. So these are really some areas that we expect to see growing quite a lot over the coming year.
Great, thanks, Aud. Moving beyond cybersecurity specifically into technology more generally, are there any interesting areas that we should look out for in the year ahead?
Yes, and I think we discussed this during a previous podcast about a couple months ago. Healthcare technologies and AI are definitely areas to look out for. So when we think about healthcare and healthcare technologies, everything around early diagnosis, so really helping, but being helped by technologies and sciences, looking at the genomics area, so next generation gene sequencing tools, really to predict some diseases rather than going and providing some treatments to the patient, but also precision medicine with custom therapies for patients. These are areas that are likely to grow quite a lot over the coming years and that are very interesting to look out for. And an interesting link as well is, you know, between AI and healthcare, but this can be applied to artificial intelligence, I would say more broadly. Artificial intelligence is not meant to completely, you know, replace us and really the human thinking, and especially when you think of clinicians. But an interesting aspect of how can artificial intelligence be leveraged is, you know, for example, to diagnose some type of illness. So the clinician will hear the feedback of the patient with, you know, some symptoms. We'll take a look at blood tests or scans, but using AI on the side of a clinician can really help, you know, point out perhaps some diagnosis the clinician might have missed or some symptoms that are not too straightforward. And these are applications that will really change, you know, how we diagnose some diseases today, but also help prevent some diseases more generally.
Thanks, Aud. That's always such an interesting area to talk about. I'm glad we touched on that again. To close out today's conversation, let's take a look at something a bit different. Photonics, essentially the technology of light, is already extensively used in lots of different fields. Tobias, I understand that this often overlooked part of the market could come to prominence in the years ahead. Can you tell us why?
Absolutely. And it's really a fascinating industry, Harry. And we can clearly say we are on the verge of a new era of photonics. Indeed, like photonics has been recognized by the European Commission as one of the six key enabling technologies of the 21st century. And here, really, what we can say is light has three very unique characteristics. First, it's fast. Second, it's precise. And most importantly, it is clean. It's a clean technology. So laser and sensor technologies, they can be applied across a wide range of applications and are already applied across a wide range of applications today. For example, healthcare medicine, LED lighting, in the agriculture business, where, for example, advanced sensing technologies help farmers determine protein levels of their crops, in the robotic space, Photonics will play a very crucial part in smart cities, in particular, also a strong role in quantum technologies, lithography, which is a technology that helps shrinking transistors on microchips. And that's also really remarkable, again, because that will actually help driving innovation in the semiconductor space. So clearly there are lots of different applications, and I could go on with that list, which makes photonics really one of the very, very exciting and fascinating topics of this century. Definitely. I think according to the European Photonics Industry Consortium, there is a 20-year gap between photonics and semiconductors, but the impact will really be similar. So for example, the iPhone of photonics hasn't been invented yet, but as photonics devices become smaller, as they become cheaper, and as they become higher performance increases, they will increasingly be incorporated into larger markets. And all of this is really makes this theme definitely something to look out in the future and will be accompanied our daily lives.
Thanks so much, Ord and Tobias, for taking the time to talk to me today. Lots to think about there. And thanks everyone for listening.
As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties, and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and General Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more content, you can check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website. Copyright 2022. Legal and General Investment Management Limited. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, including photocopying and recording, without the written permission of the publishers. This material is issued by Legal and General Investment Management Asia Limited, the licensed corporation BBB 488, regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, for professional investors only.